You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Leeds take on Saints at the Halliwell Jones on Friday evening. It's an 8pm kickoff. The Leeds Rhinos are 4-6. The draw is 18-1. St Helens are 6-5. Leeds minus 2 on the handicap at 10-11. The tie is 16-1, and St Helens plus those two is also 10-11. Just a bit of team news before we start. Leeds are without Stevie Ward, but it looks like Joel Moon's going to return. James Roby's fit for St Helens. That looks significant. He's in the squad in the place of Lewis Charnock, but still no John Wilkin for them, so that's a significant absence. Leeds almost at full strength, and we've seen this season when they're at full strength, they're a very hard side to beat.
It will be very hard to beat. I mean, Stevie Ward's had a good season, a real good prospect for the future, but they should be able to overcome that with the quality that they have in the ranks. Saints, obviously, if Roby had not been playing, it would have been a totally different handicap, I would say, but Roby back in the side. They'll be tough. They'll be really tough. They're playing well, and they have a lot of quality, especially up front. Roby and the other front players, the props, McCarthy, Scarsbrook and Walmsley, they'll really throw it down to Leeds early on, I would think. But if Leeds can get the offload game going, which they tend to like to do, be off the cuff, a lot of plays off the cuff and a lot of offloads, then they will find it difficult. Saints will find it difficult to handle Leeds, I would think. And the two meetings between the teams previously this year would tend to back that up as well.
Yeah, I was going to move on to that next, because Leeds finished top of the Super League as it stands when they split up into the Super 8s and so on. They were only a point ahead of Saints, so you'd think there's not really much between them. But the two meetings this season, Leeds won 41-16 at Langtree Park and 46-18 at Headingley. They've done a number on Saints this year.
They really have. I mean, and there's two ways you can interpret that information, really. You could either say that Saints will be sort of doubly motivated to avenge those two defeats, and Kieran Cunningham will be sort of trying to drill that into the players, without a doubt. But for me, the margin of those two victories, and Leeds won them both with a little bit in hand, really, to be honest. Saints were poor in both games, don't get it wrong, but Leeds were excellent. And I think that Brian McDermott will be saying to the players, look, this is what we can do against this team. If we can repeat those kind of performances, we should be at Wembley.
So. Yeah. Saints have improved in recent weeks. Cunningham said in recent weeks he hasn't been happy with performances, even though they've been winning games. Last couple of weeks, it's stepped up a little bit, hasn't it?
It has, and that's probably on the back of that defeat, the manner of that defeat at Headingley, where Cunningham was embarrassed, to be honest. After that, Saints have significantly improved. They have a lot of quality all over the field. I mean, they might not have the big names that Leeds have in the sort of three-quarter line, but the two key areas for Saints in the game, I think, as I've mentioned now, are the front three, Roby and the props, and probably the two halves as well, Walsh and Travis Burns, who seem to be developing a better understanding week on week now. And if Saints are going to win the game or trouble Leeds, they'll have to win the forward battle first and foremost, and then get some good ball out to those two halves to sort of dictate things from there.
Yeah. I must admit, I'm leaning quite strongly towards Leeds. It's nothing to do with being a Leeds lad. It's just the record in the Challenge Cup as well. And obviously, the current holders, they've been to, this would be the fifth time they've reached the final in 6 years, should they get there. And they're in a record 46th semi-final. Saints had a bit of a run where they won three in a row, but then since 2008, they haven't been back to Wembley. So recent form in the Challenge Cup, it's just something that Leeds are really up for all the time.
It is, and they've got the players, you know, they're used to being there, as you've said, you know, they've done it many times in recent years. But the other thing is, they've got a couple of players, you know, the two sort of experienced stalwarts of the team, Peacock and Sinfield. This is going to be their last ever Challenge Cup final. They will not want to go out with a defeat, and you know, that's added motivation for those guys as well. So I think with the experience that they have, yeah, I would be leaning towards Leeds, as you say. We'll have a look at the prices now and sort of pick out a few bets. But yeah, I would agree with what you're saying there.
Yeah, let's do that then. I like the look of Leeds minus 2 on the handicap. I don't think it's big enough at 10-11. What kind of margin would you be looking at here, or any other kind of bets that you like in there?
I've picked out a few. I mean, I don't think the Leeds minus 2 is a million miles away on neutral terms. You know, there's a case for being 4. So if you're having a bet on the handicap, I think Leeds probably is the way to go at that minus 2. Just as we've said, looking at the margin of the two victories that Leeds have put over Saints so far this season, really, the minus 2 would seem to make some sense, especially with Leeds being at full strength. Couple more bets that I like in the game are these. Basically, Leeds, I think in Challenge Cup semi-finals or any knockout football, I think Leeds are always pretty keen to get some points on the board. And I quite fancy the Leeds penalty to be the first scoring play of the game at 9-1, for two reasons, really. One is that, as I've said, if Leeds were to be awarded a penalty in the Saints' half of the field early on, I think Sinfield would have no hesitation in pointing to the sticks and taking the two, just to get two on the board. And at 9-1, that represents quite a nice price for me. The other thing about it is I think that Saints, as I've mentioned before, I think if Saints are going to do anything in the game, the forwards will be really looking to get on top early and be quite aggressive and in the faces of the Leeds players. And that could lead to Leeds being awarded an early penalty, to be honest, because Saints will just want to stamp their authority early on. So for those reasons, I quite like that 9-1 for Leeds to take a penalty. I think if you looked historically back through playoff matches, cup matches, you'd probably find that Leeds do elect to take the points early on, probably more than some of the other teams in the comp. So I quite like the 9-1 there.
Yeah, I like where you're coming from there as well, because the tension and the nerves in a semi-final, just to edge in front, gives you that, settles you down a bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
As well.
And the points quote is relatively low in the game. It's only in sort of the low 40s, which is, you know, if this was a Super League game, it'd probably be up towards 50. So the logic behind where the points quote is that points will be at a premium in the game. And any semi-final, if you offered a team a two-point win, at the end they would take it to get to Wembley. So yeah, they'll be looking to get some on the board early. So I quite like, for those punters who like the sort of prices a little bit bigger for a bit of an interest in the game, I quite like that 9-1.
Yeah, nice price. The dozen winning margins is a market we talk about quite a lot. I can't see Leeds running away with this, with it being I think they'll win, but I can't see them running away with it being a semi-final. 1-12 or 15-8 is the winning margin. I quite like the look of that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that at all, to be honest. You know, you don't see very many semi-finals won by big margins, and Saints will throw everything in at the game. So the 1-12 is probably the way to go for Leeds if you fancy Leeds to do it, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously on the flip side, anybody who fancies Saints, I'd go with the same bracket, because they're not going to run away with that either. It's going to be tight, isn't it? It's going to be a great game as well. Yeah. Any other bets that you like the look of in there?
Yeah, a couple more. I mean, I always like the man of the match market. That's one of my favourites. And, you know, a lot depends on obviously who has a good game on the night, but also there's a little bit of emotion behind the decision sometimes, I think, as well. So there are two that stand out for me. You probably know what I'm going to say, but the last two, the two guys playing the last ever Challenge Cup semi-final, Sinfield 8-1. I think if Leeds are going to win, it might be on the back of a good Kevin Sinfield kicking game and just dictating terms with the boot a little bit. So 8-1 there is quite a nice price. But even better than that, a little bit more speculative. I have a feeling that, as I've mentioned there, Saints, if they're going to challenge Leeds, will have to do so up front. And Leeds will have to win the forward battle, or certainly match Saints up front if they're going to do that. And if they're going to do that, Jamie Peacock's going to have a big game, and he likes to play big minutes as well. He'll leave everything out on the pitch tonight, and he'll play big minutes. And 20-1 for Peacock to win man of the match. There might be a little bit of emotion behind the decision as well, whoever's awarding it. So I think you could do a lot worse. You could probably back worse 20-1 shots than Jamie Peacock to win man of the match tonight, in my opinion.
Yeah, and given that he's had a few stints on the Super League show on the BBC, they might be slightly leaning to it. I saw John Wilkin get a man of the match when he probably didn't deserve it on the BBC the other week. So
yeah, it won't do him any harm, that, will it?
No, it won't.
So, yeah.
I want to talk about Luke Walsh in the man of the match market, because he was great before he got his leg injury. He's building back up now. He's had a few really good performances. You can see him pulling the strings in the St. Helens team the way that Kevin Sinfield does for Leeds.
Yeah.
If he really steps up this evening, he could be the game changer for Saints.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sort of depends who you fancy to win the match, because it's very rare for the winner of man of the match to come from the losing side. So if you are leaning towards Saints, you probably could do a lot worse than Walsh at a much bigger price, obviously, than Saints are to win the game. He will have to have a good game for Saints to win, I would imagine. So I wouldn't put you off if you're leaning on that side for the game.
Yeah. Let's get some best bets and let's summarise. Who would you be backing on Friday evening?
Yeah, so if I was having a handicap bet, I don't think it's the best bet of the match, but I would say Leeds -2 if you're leaning towards a handicap bet. And then the other two that I've mentioned there, yeah, Leeds penalty to be the first scoring play at 9-1. And then man of the match, throw a couple of darts at Kevin Sinfield at 8-1 and Jamie Peacock at 20s.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.